The brands we love most are those with big hearts, those who do what's right even when it's a difficult thing to do, those who help those around them even when it hurts the bottom line, and those who stand for something and drive change even in the face of adversity. These are the brands that make the world a better place to live, and their stories must be told. In this podcast, we share their stories in hope that others will be inspired to follow. Welcome to Brand Heart.
Hello, welcome to Brand Heart. I'm your host, Jeff Friedman, and today I'm joined by RJ Horsley, the president of Spot On. RJ, welcome to the show.
Jeff, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Well, RJ, first, maybe just to start, if you can tell the listeners a little bit about Spot On and kind of where you guys came from and what you guys do.
Yeah, fair enough. So we're a software and payments company for small businesses. What that really means is our mission is to give tools to SMBs and their business owners to run and grow their business. When we think about an SMB, their competitive differentiation, it's going to be impossible to compete on price, right? You're talking about an Amazon of the world. How are you going to ever compete with Amazon on price?
Right.
And quality is super hard to prove. Why is my sandwich better than the next guy's sandwich? Well, what's the one thing that an SMB has that large companies struggle to replicate? And that's relationship.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I go to the local, the corner deli because I know the guys. I like the guys. You go to the butcher because you know the guys and you like the guys. And so we started this company on the premise of wanting to give tools to SMBs and business owners to be able to play on that competitive advantage, to communicate with me, the end user. From there, we built it out, and it's every solution we have is meant to help a business owner run and grow their business.
So software and payments. So how does software for payments help small businesses build relationships?
It's not even necessarily software for payments. So payments is almost table stakes. Every business needs to accept payments in one way, shape, or form. That's how you're in business, right?
Right.
And so, of course, we can help them with that. But every single one of our clients gets access to our core platform. And contained within that is digital marketing. So the ability to send email campaigns or through Facebook or through our mobile app or Twitter, just social media, building that relationship. It's review management. So you get an alert every single time somebody leaves a review. In today's day and age, you can no longer have your head in the sand and pretend that people aren't saying things about you online. Good, bad, or otherwise, you've got to be aware and you've got to respond to them. And I think people respect that because if I were to come visit you in Boston, I don't know anything in Boston. What's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google this and figure out where I want to go. And reviews are the first thing I look at. And so if you're an absentee owner and you're not replying to reviews, and I see something on there that Jeff spit in a sandwich and you don't reply to it, then there's no world I'm going to that business. But if I see that Jeff's engaged on every review and is active, okay, I'm inclined to go there. There's trust in that. Giving business owners the tools to build those relationships. And then from there, we build solutions on top of that. We create websites for our clients. We have a digital loyalty platform. We have a end-to-end restaurant point of sale, which includes things like online ordering and reservation management. We have appointment software. The list goes on and on, but the point being it's tools to be able to help business owners run and grow their business. And I think that the phrase I've latched onto recently is digital first. The pandemic has really accelerated the shift to technology. Whereas before February backwards, not that you should, but a business owner could sit there and say, I've run my business the same way for 20 years. All due respect, I'm going to keep running it the same way.
Right.
Good. Whereas I don't know of a business today that can run their business the same way today as they did 6 months ago. Spot On included. Everybody's had to change. And technology is the answer to that question. And so we've had more engagement from businesses nationwide from a technology perspective in the past 6 months than we ever have because people are having to have those conversations.
That's great. I mean, you started with payments, but it's so much more than pay. This is really a relationship tool. This is, you're helping them really run their business and convert their business to be a true digital business, whether they're online or offline.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And to that point too, offline and online, those lines are graying as well. It's no longer a world of just face-to-face or just e-com. Those worlds are merging and contactless is a way of doing business far more than contactless payments per se. You've got to enable customers to be able to have curbside pickup for the hammer, not just the sandwich.
Right.
And giving an SMB the tools to compete with, again, an Amazon of the world. Larger businesses are shifting that way. Target came out and pointed to, I think, their digital business was up, their pickup was up 257% year over year, and their online business was up like 170-some-odd%. That's wow. Target. We're not talking about like Joe's Shoes.
Right.
So if Target is making the changes they need to go more digital and more online, then every business needs to follow.
Right.
It's not just food and beverage that needs to make that shift.
So at some level, you could say COVID is, you know, it kind of prompted, it was almost a wake-up call for many businesses saying, I need to change, I need to do something. And in many ways, you could see how you guys were well-positioned for it. But I also imagine you're working with restaurants and many others who are struggling, and maybe they wanted to go there, but they were challenged. So how did COVID, like what was the good and bad of the impact of COVID?
COVID was a forcing function. All of these trends, the inclination to go be more digital first and focus on technology, COVID's forced it. If you rewind 6 months ago or however long ago it was at this point, that first month of the pandemic when everybody was checking the news every 17 seconds and businesses didn't know what to do, it was scary and sad.
Yeah.
And it still is all of those things. But again, that first month was just... it's all anybody could think about and do, and there was no playbook for this.
Right.
For not just for spot on, but for a restaurant, for a shoe store, for a salon. Regulation was getting created by the day.
Right.
And how do you treat your employees and make sure your employees are safe and your customers are safe? It just wasn't a playbook for this. And so what was most important at the time, at least from spot on's perspective,
right,
was A, we need to make sure we do right by our employees and take care of our family. And then B, we just need to be good partners in the community. This isn't the time to stress about business. This isn't the time to figure out how we're going to monetize something. Let's just do good and the rest will play itself out down the road. And so let me give you a few examples of that.
Yeah.
We waived over $1 million worth of fees over the course of those first 3 months of the pandemic. We gave away almost all of our software solutions for free to any business who wasn't already using them if it helped them adapt. We rolled out an online ordering solution for all of our clients or potential clients, regardless of whether they were on our restaurant point of sale or not. It wasn't the perfect solution for a retail right. business or for a hot dog stand, but these businesses needed something. And
right.
so we were just arming people with the best that we could get. We shifted our product focus to be on the things that were going to help people immediately. We partnered with a company called SoFi to enable our clients to have more direct access to PPP loans. Not in a million years, if you had asked me in February, would I think that I was going to be researching and becoming an expert on government lending.
Yeah, right.
That's what our business pivoted to, is because we didn't make a dime off of it. This wasn't a spot on thing. What did we need to do? We needed to help our clients. And in that moment, the most important thing was getting them access to funding.
Right.
And so we enabled it through our platform. We partnered with SoFi in the span of like 3 days. And we had thousands of customers apply for and get PPP loans through our platform.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Well, I mean, listen, you guys are in the relationship business at the end of the day, right? I mean, you're helping right. your clients build relationships. And I think it sounds like it's not that the light bulb went off at that point, but you realized that. And you said, what can we do to build a relationship with our customers as well? And it seems like you made quite an investment, whether it's waiving the fees, rushing. I mean, I'm assuming how quickly were you developing products? It sounds like you came up with a whole online ordering solution pretty quick. It sounds like your team was probably working day in and day out after you cut revenue.
You're right. And because it's a motive, it's easy to be motivated because you know it's needed. Our team is willing to work day in and day out because it's not one of those on the margin type things. Like, businesses needed help. And so that's a really motivating cause to bust your butt, to develop product, to solve problems, for our sales team to be getting in front of customers who didn't know what solutions or options were out there. And look, the phrase I've used internally is when everything's up and to the right, it's really easy to do the right thing. When everything's right. good and grand, like you kind of got to trip over your own feet to not right. stand by your values. It's when things go sideways and businesses and values are pressure tested. That's when I think true colors emerge.
Right.
And if I'm proud of one thing that we as a company have done over the past three some odd years since we started this, it's how we've handled this pandemic and especially those first few months. Like I said at the beginning, there was no playbook for this. There is no script you follow. There's no leading examples or research you can do. It was us sitting there saying, okay, in this moment in time, we need to do what's right by our clients and we need to take care of our employees, and the rest is all secondary.
Right.
Figure out the rest later. But let's stick to our values. And if we can hold to our values, if we don't hold to our values now, then who are we? And it's a hell of a lot easier said than done, but I'm proud of how we've handled it thus far.
That's great. I think at the end of the day, companies who do good do well. And it's because they do good with meaning and they do it with purpose. And they do it not because they're going to get from it. It's because it's the right thing to do. And that's when those relationships get formed. And you probably build stronger relationships with every one of your customers because you help them through probably one of the most difficult times that they've had in their lives.
Right. And because it's, to your point on all those things, because it's real and genuine.
Right.
It wasn't a forced action. And it wasn't, what are the implications of this that we can get something out of it? It's just do good and figure out the rest later.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, that's not changing either. It's like when somebody has a kid or something terrible happens in somebody's family, people rally around them that first week and it's incredible and people are bringing meals and the like. But what happens in the third month?
Right.
The kid's still not sleeping through the night. Who's still there? And that's something that we're challenging ourselves on every day to make sure we're showing up for our clients in all ways. Even though we're not in the heart of the pandemic right now or in that epicenter, let's make sure we have just as much ferocity around wanting to take care of our clients and our team as we did 5 months ago.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's, you know, while it was bad 5 months ago, it continues on and you never know what's going to happen next, right? That's
right.
The scary thing about this whole thing.
Yeah.
So how has it changed Spot On, right, as a company?
A good question. So I think it was the first time the business has gone through plenty of challenges. Every business goes through plenty of challenges.
Right.
The first one that truly was the rubber hits the road a little bit. So forcing function to stress test, like I said, all of our values and things that we put in place. We went from having 950 employees either showing up to an office or meeting with businesses face to face to working remotely and working from home. Our support team is probably 200 people, or we had 400 people showing up to an office every day. And to this day, the vast majority of them are working from home. So we're running a support center from home. We have all the redundancies in the world. Earthquake happens, power goes down, whatever. In no world that we planned that nobody would be able to show up to any office in any country. And so we had to adapt to that.
Right.
And I think it's actually opened our eyes a little bit as well to, I don't want to be too dramatic, but to the future of work. Maybe people don't need to show up to the office every day to be productive. Maybe there's some, not to say that it will operate remotely forever, but maybe there's some hybrid model going forward where people can be equally productive, where people can invest a little bit more time into their family because they don't need to commute to work every day. I just think it's opened our eyes from an operations perspective to tweaking things. And I also think it's been a forcing function in terms of really drilling down on execution and metrics.
Right.
One thing when you can touch and feel and see, and we see everybody sitting up in the office and communicate so easily, you need to really stick to your best practices and force good habits when you're working from home and you sit in front of a computer at home and there's challenges.
Right.
So I think it's forced us to become a better company. However the rest of this plays out over the course of time, even if everybody's back in the office a year from now and there's been a cure and all of those things, I think we'll be a far better company because of it.
Yeah, well, and I'd add, you know, maybe you're not experiencing yet, but, this last 6 months, you guys stood up and you did the right thing, as difficult as the right thing was to do. And your employees know that. And your employees see that and they felt it, right? There's one thing of saying, in this instance, we would do X. But when it happens, do you actually do it? And you guys have done that and you've stood up. And I imagine you have a lot more loyal employees You have a lot more people who are proud to be a part of Spot On. It's not just your customers who feel that. I imagine that those 900 plus employees around the world are also feeling pretty good about working for a company that has done what you guys have done.
Yeah, I'd like to believe you're right, and I think you're right. I also think it speaks to the employees that we had in the first place. Like, my belief in culture is it's just the sum of your daily actions. It's not one of these theoretical things that people talk about. And we've insisted from the outset of the company that we're solving for two things when we hire somebody. Are you willing to put in the work? And are you a good human being?
Right.
A good heart? And if you're both of those things, the rest tends to take care of itself. And so when when the coronavirus came around, we didn't need to have a rallying cry to have people do the right thing and have our team step up. That was inherent in every employee that's a part of the company because that's who they are.
Right.
And that
it seems so simple.
Yeah, so simple.
Right? Are you willing to get put in the work, and are you a good person with a heart?
Right. If you're both of those things, the rest tends to take care of itself.
Right. So, I mean, that's incredible what you guys have been doing, and you know, and it's great everything you're doing to help all of your customers and your employees. What advice would you give to others, whether it be a small business like one of your customers or a large organization, to how to respond and handle crises like this?
Yep. Two things come to mind. I'm going to use a high school football analogy and then another. In high school football, there's this concept of keeping your head on a swivel and just being aware of what's going on. I'd say, especially for our clients, it's that. You can't operate with blinders
right. And
just assume that the world is what you want it to be and keep executing that way. You need to be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what's going on in technology. Be aware of what your competitors or similar businesses like yours are doing. Be aware of what businesses 500 times the size of you are doing because knowledge is power. And the same holds true for Spot On, not just our clients, but how we'd operate a business. And I think that successful businesses would do.
Right.
The other I'd say is really sticking to values even when it's not convenient. And again, it's kind of that point you made 2 minutes ago of it's almost intuitive. But you know what? A lot of the intuitive, obvious things are really hard in practice. They sound great. They sound obvious. But sticking to them is more challenging and more rare than one would think. And to your point of employee loyalty or customers feeling closer to us, I'd be willing to bet almost anything under the sun that we are a better business today because we did the things that were hard and not convenient, but true to who we are. And if nothing else, I know I'll be able to sleep well at night, that we day in and day out are who we say we are. And so I think there's value in that too. For any entrepreneur, for any business owner, big or small, being able to look yourself in the mirror and know that your colleagues and employees can look themselves in the mirror, that's pretty powerful and motivating to wake up in the morning and go back at it.
Right. So don't operate with blinders, stick to your values. And if you do that, you'll sleep well at night.
Yeah, I think so. And then the cards fall as they may.
Right. That's great. Cool. RJ, it was great speaking with you today. Really appreciate your insights and all of your advice and of course, everything you're doing with Spot On. For any listeners who are interested in learning more about Spot On, where can they find out about you and learn more?
Spoton.com.
All right.
Simple as that.
Really easy.
S-P-O-T-O-N.
Spoton.com. All right, great. Thanks, RJ. Great speaking with you.
I appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you for listening to Brand Heart. We hope that today's episode inspired you to spread goodness and help those in need. If you know of a brand going above and beyond to help others, please share it with us via Twitter at @ShowBrandHeart. Brand Heart is a production of Small Army, a Finn Partners company. To learn more, visit smallarmy.net or finnpartners.com.